With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The devastating floodwaters in the Midwest and South have turned deadly as authorities say at least 8 people have drowned, and with more heavy rain forecast for several states, it's feared those numbers may climb. Economist Stephen Moore says President Trump was right to end collective bargaining for federal employees.
There's a reason why federal employees have benefits that are 30 to 40% higher than a comparably skilled private worker. The fact that their wages are higher than what private sector workers get is because nobody is looking out for the taxpayer at the negotiating table.
Moore was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. President Trump's new tariffs mark an all-in bet that his economic vision will pay off for Americans. Mr. Trump has promised the taxes on imports will bring about a domestic manufacturing renaissance and help fund an extension of his 2017 tax cuts. A fugitive from El Salvador is on trial in the rape and murder of a Maryland woman who was attacked on a hiking trail 2 years ago. Prosecutors say Victor Martinez Hernandez was carrying out a planned attack when he grabbed Machel Moran and killed her. He was entering the U.S. illegally after killing another woman in his home country. Also at SRNnews.com, Israeli journalist Haviv Ritig-Gur says the Biden administration offered a lot of bad advice to Israel about its war in Gaza.
The Biden administration said things about not going into Rafah that were patently ridiculous. There were, it would take 4 months, they said, to move the civilians out in order to fight Hamas. Well, it ended up taking 12 days.
High-level talks tomorrow at the White House. President Trump welcomes Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and what will be their second meeting since Trump returned to office. At the meeting Monday, the leaders are expected to focus on the latest news out of Gaza. You'll find more on these stories, plus breaking news, at srnnews.com. SRN's Michael Harrington asks, do you believe in the Trinity?
A new poll from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University asks that question, and the answer is shocking. Only 16% of self-identified Christians say they believe in the Trinity, the understanding of three equal persons, God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit in one. Amongst those Christians who are the most conservative and Bible-believing, only 62% say they accept the concept of the Trinity. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A survey from the Pew Research Center says a majority of Americans, including many Democrats, are turning against the practice of letting males compete against females in sports. Manhattan Institute's Leon Sapir says President Trump's opposition to the LGBT agenda has given him a serious political edge. Sapir says the president is putting his Democratic opponents in a very unfavorable position by having to decide between catering to their progressive activist base or their median voter. A major battle is shaping up in the Lone Star State following the death of a congressman.
Governor Greg Abbott blaming a history of election problems in the state's most populous county for his delay in calling for a special election to fill the seat of Democratic Representative Sylvester Turner, who died last month. Chief Elections Officer in Harris County says the county is prepared to hold the election. Democrats, meanwhile, accuse Abbott of delaying that election to help Republicans maintain their margins in the House of Representatives. Abbott has not given a date for the election, but says he will be announcing it sometime very soon. Jason Walker reporting.
Thousands of demonstrators from New York to Alaska protested against President Trump and Elon Musk. Protesters criticizing the administration's actions on government downsizing, the economy, human rights, and other issues. More than 1,200 hands-off demonstrations were planned in all 50 states yesterday. More on these stories at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.